Sunflower, sunflower, are you smart? Hey, are you guys really still playing video games? It's so late at night, and I can hear you guys from the other room. I can't believe Mom and Dad left me to babysit you two. I know you guys don't listen, but you guys should be going to bed soon. One more game. You guys are funny. Unfortunately for you, that trick only works on our parents. I know that you guys don't just play another one. You guys actually play until you win another one. Which, to be honest, takes a while for you too. So, you guys are gonna be going to bed now, okay? Those little pouty faces will work against me, you know. Now, come on, you guys. We do have plans in the morning. But speaking of which, where's your friend gonna be sleeping? On this couch? Well, that's good to know. So, what was your name again? It suits you. It's kind of cute. Well, if you need anything, my bedroom door is the closest one to you. It is my job to watch over you guys, after all. So, don't hesitate to knock my door, okay? Alright, good. Well, with that, I'll let you guys get ready for bed, okay? Sweet dreams, you guys. And don't worry, the couch is super comfortable. Oh my god, that guy was so cute. I can't believe my brother's friends with someone like that. He'd make such a cute plaything. He seems pretty shy. But that's okay. I like doing most of the talking. I wonder if my brother is in his room now. Oh, I can hear him walking this way now. Good thing he's all the way down the hallway. I'm the closest one to his friend. Good. I hear my brother in his room. He usually never comes back out after he goes to bed. I'm lucky they're not sleeping in the same room together. I can have his friend all to myself. I need to be sneaky about this, though. I don't want my brother suspecting anything. I'll just have to be really quiet. Already settled in on the couch, huh? I told you it was comfortable. Shh, don't be so loud. I don't want my brother to hear us. But don't worry, I don't bite. Only sometimes I do. Blushing already, are you? How cute. Oh, why did I come out here to see you? Isn't that obvious? Come on, I saw you staring earlier. And besides, my brother actually admitted that he had a crush on me before you came here. But to my surprise, he turned out to be my exact type. So, you're asking why I snuck out of my room to see you, huh? Well, it's to do this. so soft. You look like you're in shock. Are you surprised? I may be your babysitter right now. But who says I'm not taking care of you? If you think about it, I'm actually just watching you even closer now to make sure that you go to sleep. And speaking of which, I want to cuddle with you, cutie. There's enough room for two of us on this couch, you know. And I want to be closer to you. You don't mind, do you? I thought so. Honestly, when I first heard my brother was bringing over a friend, and that you guys were gonna have a sleepover, I was pretty annoyed. I mean, our parents are on vacation, so of course it leaves me to take care of you guys. But now, I feel like the situation is perfect. My parents aren't here to bother me, and there's a cute guy right in front of me. I really am lucky. With nothing to stop me, I can just get closer to you and feel your body heat combined with mine. The couch is comfortable, but it's even more comfortable with me here, isn't it? You know, I can feel your heart beating through your chest. Are you, perhaps, nervous? Don't worry, sweet boy. I only have good intentions. I want to make you feel comforted in my arms. So, tell me, how would you like me to cuddle you? Do you like it when I lay on top of you, like this? Or maybe having my arms around you, like this? Or maybe both? Good choice. Did my brother's door just open? Shit. Of course, he's such a pain in the ass. Shh, don't speak. Be a good boy, and be quiet. I'll reward you for it afterwards, but pretend like you're sleeping. And let me under the covers, quickly. He's just getting some water from the fridge. I thought he might be checking up on you at first. And if that was the case, he would have definitely noticed me under the covers. But maybe not. He's such a dimwit. But where were we? You did such a great job staying quiet. I like how obedient you are. Now, for that reward I was talking about. You didn't think it was just a kiss, did you? Your eyes sure lit up when I said that. You sure are cute. But, you know, did you really think I couldn't feel it? What am I talking about? Do I really need to say it out loud? It's so obvious that you have a bulge right now. And it was even more obvious that you did when I went under the covers to hide from my brother. In fact, it was pressing right up against me. But I'm sure that you knew that. You're blushing so hard right now. It's adorable. You're secretly hoping I do something to you, don't you? With those eyes, I already know everything I need to know. Come here. Just promise me you'll stay quiet, just like last time. Because I swear to God, if my brother walks out one more time, we're both gonna be dead. But you know the saying, risk and reward, right? So, let me just unbuckle your pants. It wanted to be freed so badly, didn't it? It popped right up. You have such a nice cock. I wasn't wrong when I said you'd be a great plaything. Now, what should I do first? What? You think I'll give you a blowjob that easily? No, I like to play with my food. I will just start with licking your torso. All the way down to your pelvis. I can see the excitement in your eyes. It must have been a while since a girl's touched you, There's no need to be embarrassed about it. It just means that you're all mine. Now, don't flinch when I do this, okay? It feels good when I lightly bite you, doesn't it? Good. I'm awfully close to where you want me to be. I'm guessing the inside of your thigh. And I'm just so close to your trembling cock. Is that pre-cum already? I suppose I've made you wait long enough. You've been very obedient so far. So, I don't mind pleasing you one bit. Just like I said earlier, don't make a single peep. Understand? Good. You fit so perfectly in my mouth. Kiss you all along your shaft. And of course, your tip. you're giving me right now. You're so fucking hot. And you know, I can tell that you want me to go faster. You can always ask. I'll go faster just for you. Baby, stay quiet. Let's see how far your dick can reach in the back of my throat. Can't come just yet. But next time, I hope I get to have you come in my throat. For now, I'm way too selfish. I wasn't planning on going all the way with you, but I am just dripping wet. It's more risky this way, but you just drive me insane. I really am lucky that my brother brought you over. I guess he's not just a piece of bad luck after all. Because now, I get your cock all to myself. Already taking initiative, huh? I'm surprised you're trying to take off my panties. I thought you were too shy for that. But I guess you want it just as bad as I do. We won't need those anymore. Now you can see I wasn't lying when I said I was wet for you. But I can't wait a second longer. I just need you inside of me. So I'm gonna push my hips down, okay? Holy shit, that feels so much bigger now that it's inside of me. Oh, holy fuck. I totally forgot I need to be quiet. Shit. Oh. I love being on top too. I get to do whatever I want. Yes. I can tell that you like this so much better. Good. Your dick is so fucking good. It's reaching me in the perfect spot. Yes. I know I said I need to be quiet, but it just feels so good. Yes. I like swinging my hips over you. Getting more confident, huh? I like that. Yeah. Keep your hands on my ass. That's where they belong. I was right to assume that you were my play toy. The fuck you you so many more times in the future. Your ticket's just perfect for me. You should sleep over here more often. Yes. All right, there you go. Can I go harder, please? It feels so good at this spot. Yes. Okay. Yeah. It's so deep now. There's no way my brother didn't hear us. But I don't regret it a single bit. I can feel the cum dripping out of me. We sure made a mess, didn't we? That really felt amazing though. I'm so glad that I got to do this with you. And it's because I was so loud. I'm sure if I cuddled with you tonight, it wouldn't be any surprise when I wake up with you in the morning. Would you like to cuddle with me? You're so cute. I would honestly love that. My parents are also going to be gone tomorrow night. I think we should definitely do this again. But maybe I can take you out first. What do you think? You'd love that? Well, then it's settled. I'll take you out to dinner tomorrow. I know I've been kind of hard-headed this entire time, but I hope this can become something more special. I know it's cheesy to say, but you've grown on me.